Welcome to Sword Radio. This is your host, Buffy St. John.
Today's message is entitled Perseverance. In the years that we have spent counseling pastors and church ministry leaders, they usually come to us when they're burned out and ready to quit. They have spent themselves and are discouraged. They seem to be pushing against a brick wall. Oftentimes, what they preach doesn't seem to fit what they live. Have you felt like that? What you proclaim in your church and in your Christian circle doesn't seem to fit what you are really going through or what is actually happening in your home. The kids are rebelling, your marriage seems to be disseminating before your very eyes, the love and kindness that you are to exemplify seems to have turned to anger and exasperation at the closest ones you are to protect and serve. You are frustrated with your home environment, and now you get hit with a self-portrait that has mostly lows and mediocre peaks, if you can call it that. You certainly have no desire to teach Sunday school, preach, or do any type of ministry if you can't live it out. So why are we called to ministry when our lives are in such a mess? Surely he made a mistake. What I find quite interesting is how he can use us in our worst messes. Someone once told me when I asked that very question, God uses imperfect vessels. There is truth to that, but I still wondered why. Then I started to take a good look at my messed up life and the timing of God's call to ministry, and I realized something. It was because I was such a mess that God called me to preach. I was on my face crying out, "I can't do this!" I would be petrified, but the desire to obey would supersede the fear. I knew that if God didn't breathe through me, I wouldn't be able to live. I had to trust God for his ministry, and I had to trust God for my very life. And you know what? He showed up. I think that heeding a call of God when we are not all together forces us to depend on him more than if we were ready. Even though we try to go out and do it on our own, we have so many rules and regulations about how things should be done. In our desire to please our Savior, we put a lot of demands on our lives and need not be there. If God wanted perfect vessels, he would have waited till we were all that before he called us out to preach the gospel. I find it quite interesting that ministry is about laying down your life, and effective ministers are the most transparent. With my background, I don't think I would have paid attention, let alone take anyone seriously that couldn't relate to my pain or problems. I believe that there are people from all walks of life that need to know the Savior, that need a touch from the Master's hand. People need to be loved where they are. They desperately need to know that Jesus died on a cross for them, and he loves them, warts and all. They are precious in his sight. Galatians chapter 6 verse 9 says, "So don't get tired of doing what is good. Don't get discouraged and give up, for we will reap a harvest of blessing at the appropriate time." God loves to show up in a person that is not perfect so that he can shine through that vessel. Many times I have been totally taken aback as God has used my testimony or my vulnerability to reach out with his healing hand to encourage, rescue, or heal another. We can't be afraid to let others get a glimpse at our humanity. When I think that God became a little baby, to be cared for by a young girl, to nurse at a human breast, to live in an earthly home, to callous his hands, working the wood as a carpenter, yet he was still God. He ate with the chiefest of sinners. He slept in the homes of social outcasts. Yet he called 12 men, some brutes and uneducated, to spread his gospel. How then can we be an exception? Stop looking in the mirror at your own faults. Why not look through his telescope? For he sees the beginning from the end. He knows the very plans he has for you, and they are to give you a hope and an expected end. What he says about you will come to pass, for his word will never come back void, but it will accomplish that which he has purposed it to do. I trust that you too will persevere and say as Paul wrote to the Philippians in Philippians chapter 3 verses 12 through 15. In the New Living Translation it says, "I don't mean to say that I have already achieved these things or that I have already reached perfection, but I keep working toward the day when I will finally be all that Christ Jesus saved me for and wants me to be. No, dear brothers and sisters, I am still not all. I should be, but I am focusing all my energies on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I strain to reach the end of the race and receive the prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us up to heaven. I hope all of you who are mature Christians will agree on these things. If you disagree on some point, I believe God will make it plain to you. Sometimes a call to minister to someone comes when you least expect it, and always when you are least prepared. Stop and heed the call. So what if your house is a mess? So what if the kids aren't model little angels you want them to be? There is a person in front of you that can relate. Share Christ's message with them. Let's pray. Father God, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, I come before your throne of grace. Lord, sometimes I feel that I don't measure up and that I shouldn't be sharing you with others because my life isn't measuring up. Father, forgive me for using my own measuring stick and not yours. Help me to persevere in what you have called me to do for your honor and your glory. Amen. Well, that's all the time we have. I'd love to hear from you via email, buffy@swordradio.com. Or drop me a postcard to P.O. Box 1695, Springfield, Missouri, 65801. Be sure to go to www.declaretheword.com for more teachings and helps. Until next time.